This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. The European Union announced Thursday it has released $39 million to finance emergency aid for Lebanon to help relief efforts in Beirut after this week's devastating explosions. They've also mobilized material resources, including an Italian hospital ship. An EU source said a donor conference is also planned to rally additional funding for reconstruction after an assessment of what is required. The European Commission said release of the money should make it possible to cover the immediate needs of the emergency services and hospitals in the capital. General Charles C.Q. Brown Jr. has taken over as the United States Air Force Chief of Staff, becoming the first black chief of a military service branch in U.S. history. Brown called the day historic and said it's a moment he does not take lightly. He spoke at a ceremony at a military base outside Washington, D.C. He thanked African-American airmen who served before him for inspiring him, as well as other military service members like the first black military aviators, the Tuskegee Airmen. The U.S. Senate voted Thursday to bar TikTok from being downloaded onto U.S. government employees' telephones, intensifying U.S. scrutiny of the popular Chinese-owned short video app. The bill passed by the Republican-controlled Senate now goes to the House of Representatives, led by Democrats. The bill's sponsor said TikTok is a, quote, TikTok is a major security risk and has no place on government devices, end quote. U.S. President Donald Trump has set a deadline of mid-September for TikTok to be acquired by a U.S. firm or be banned in the United States. This is VOA News.